Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now here with news of sport is Greg Allen.
Thanks, Cian. Firstly, Munster Rugby there might still be in the hunt for a head coach, but they have made a real solid move to stabilise the coaching ticket. Another move with the appointment today of the experienced New Zealander Chris Boyd, who joins as performance consultant at Munster. It looks like being a fairly short-term contract. Certainly, though, for the time being, the 66-year-old has vast experience. He was head coach at the New Zealand side Hurricanes for 4 seasons, and he guided them to the Super Rugby Championship title in 2016, and also vastly experienced in the Northern Hemisphere club rugby scene, having served as director of rugby at Northampton Saints between 2018 and 2022. He'll work with Munster on a short-term basis, probably providing support for interim head coach Ian Costello. And his appointment was announced today following the contract renewals last week of the attack coach Mike Prendergast and defence coach Dennis Leamy. Now, of course, it is a huge night ahead for the Irish women's national soccer team as they host Wales in the second leg of their UEFA Euro 2025 playoff, with the sides tied at 1 goal apiece from the first leg last Friday in Wales. The Republic, on the back of their World Cup qualification last year, aiming to qualify for the European Championship finals for the first time. But Wales too have never qualified before for the Euros. There's no away goal rule tonight, so it's winner takes all. That means that extra time and penalties will be utilised to separate the teams if needed. And of course, at stake is a place in the finals in Switzerland next summer. Kick-off 7:30, the game commentary live on 2FM, and it's also on RT2 TV. And so far, around 25 tickets have been sold for the game. Kevin Kelleher looks set to continue in goal for Liverpool until the end of the month, after manager Arne Slot has confirmed that Alison Becker is not expected to return until late December. Slot, though, has made no secret of the fact that Alison will return as first-choice goalkeeper once he is fully fit again. And between now and Thursday, there's a full programme of English Premier League midweek games. Two of them take place tonight, both involving bottom half of the table teams, Ipswich at home to Crystal Palace, while Ruud van Nistelrooy is in charge of Leicester for the first time in their home game against West Ham.